Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming to the 5th anniversary of Comic Book Club! And now, here are your awesome hosts, B. LePage, Justin Dyer, and Alex Albert!
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Comic Book Club!
Oh, my God!
5th anniversary, I'm Alex.
I'm Justin.
I am Pete.
And that's our man of the booth, Booth
Fest. I'm the best.
Oh, my goodness. Guys, thank you so much for coming out. There's going to be so much self-aggrandizement tonight.
Like, more than usual.
More than usual, and there's usually a lot.
And
guys,
I'm a jerk.
We've been doing this for 5 years. That's longer than college. That's longer than high school.
Not for everybody.
Not for everyone.
What are some of your favorite memories?
My favorite memory hasn't happened yet.
I think it might be tonight. This show is over. This show is done.
I think it might be tonight.
Yeah, you just ended it.
My favorite memory of all the stuff we've done is when we went to Comic-Con, San Diego Comic-Con, we were at a party, an after party. You might remember this. This was 2009?
Maybe? I don't know.
I don't remember. It's all a bit of a blur.
You were drunk.
I was drunk. I was out of party. You weren't even there because you fell asleep. It was just Alex and I.
Sleepy.
Jen was there. We were drinking.
Yeah. I was, two Brazilians were getting me drunk.
Yep. Whoa. Two Brazilians, yeah.
You were angry drinking because you missed your boyfriend.
Joss Whedon.
Oh, right.
You were pissed.
I was running all over a bar trying to find Joss Whedon and talk to Joss Whedon.
Didn't work out.
So I was angry drinking with
Brazilians. We were at Jim Lee's after party. Thanks to Miss Jen Grunwald in the front row here. Alex, the only thing left at the bar was tequila and straight vodka, warm vodka. Alex poured me and himself a paper cup of warm vodka. And we're staying there awkwardly in a room full of, like, straight-up models. I can only imagine this is what it was like at the Image offices in, like, 1997. Because there were models there. I was like, where are these models? And plus, they look like they were from, like, the mid-90s, the models.
Everybody had tons of pouches.
Yeah, a lot of pouches. They were straight out of the Image swimsuit edition.
No feet. Nobody had feet.
No feet. No one looked below the ankle line. And I turned to Jim, and I was Jim Lee, and I was like, Jim, you're the king of San Diego.
True fucking story.
And he literally stepped away from me like, don't touch me.
It's really interesting that your best memory from 5 years is Jim Lee shooting you down.
Shooting me down. I'm just happy I remembered it, to be honest.
Yeah. You didn't remember it. I told you about
it. Oh, you're right.
Pete, what's your best memory from 5 years?
I would have to say when we had Kevin Conroy on.
Kevin Conroy, the voice of Batman himself. Good man.
That and when someone came up to me at a convention... And said,
"Is it a comic convention?"
Yeah, and said, "I hate Justin too," and gave me a hug.
It was my mother, ladies and gentlemen.
That's pretty good. I was trying to think of best memory, and there's been so many, you guys.
Great.
But I think the first thing that came to mind, it gives me incredible joy whenever organically on the show it comes up that I can bring up that Pete actually went to see the first Punisher movie 3 times in the theaters.
Yep.
It's never organically come up. You've always brought it up.
Well, to be fair, that was our favorite memories. That was pretty organic.
Is it that good? No one else has seen it. So can you finally tell us what happened in it?
Oh, man.
You've been holding
Thomas
on to that memory.
Thomas Jane quit. That's what happened.
Yep. Oh, man.
Quit?
Yeah, he quit.
Remember? Well, he couldn't come back and do... One of them?
Second one. First one was Dolph Lundgren.
All right, cool
second
out.
Second one was Tyler.
Hey, Shannon. Cool out, everyone. Yeah. Cool out.
You got out-nerded on your own show.
I think, as a culture, we've given up on the Dolph Lundgren.
Never.
Right? Never.
Oh, jeez. No.
Never, ever.
Dolph audience tonight. I didn't know.
Tough booth man.
So on that note, guys, for the rest of the show, we're going to be watching the Dolph Lundgren Punisher.
Yeah!
Do you like how I pointed to a blank brick wall?
Not even real brick.
No, this is actually the ball.
It's going to be showing on that third brick over here.
Yeah,
over there.
Guys, I'm very excited about the show. We're going to go over some of our favorite memories. Some more from the 5 years. We also have one of our favorite guests back on the show. He has been to the show more than all of you guys combined, probably. He is a Marvel editor and has the most awesome mustache of anybody I've ever met. Ladies and gentlemen, Jordan D. White.
Jordan D. Lightwhite. Please welcome him out. Thank you for coming.
Hello. All right. Yeah, Jordan, thank you so much for coming. So you are a Marvel editor. You work in the X-Men office.
That is correct.
You edit Deadpool.
That is also correct.
There's a big event coming up, Avengers versus X-Men, that's going to be happening next year.
Are you serious?
Excuse me, I almost fell off the stage.
No, that's fine. So there's a lot of stuff we could talk to you about.
So you got a lot going on.
But let's talk about our show instead.
Real quick question. What did you used to do on Tuesdays before we started this show?
It's been so long, I really honestly don't remember. Did I just sit home alone and cry? I probably did.
Yeah.
Waiting for something to take over my life. And
you had three odd-looking dolls on your couch, and you talk about comics.
Four odd-looking dolls.
Yeah.
No, that your doll was in the bathroom the whole time. Yeah, exactly.
It's true,
sad.
It's true. Actually, no. This I started coming to the show so long ago. I did not have a mustache when I started coming.
What? Wow.
He went through puberty over the course of our run. Congratulations.
He's 17 so many years old, you guys.
Everybody raise your hand who's gone through puberty since we started this show. Great. Good. Thank you.
Hey!
Congratulations.
It's great.
Thank you.
So many little beers in there.
You guys have beautiful mustaches. I guess we could ask you, what are some of your favorite memories?
Well, I was going to actually say the Kevin Conroy episode was one of the ones that came to mind. One of my favorite parts of that was when you guys Pete tried so desperately to get him to say that criminals were a cowardly and superstitious lot, and he had no clue what you were talking about. Yeah. You were like, so what are criminals? And he's like, I don't know, they do crime.
They do crime.
And then we were like, what do you think about the night? And he was like, I don't know.
It's actually some of my favorite moments happen in there.
So one topic that we were going to talk about, actually, that I am curious from your perspective as well, how do you feel the comic industry and comics have changed over the past 5 years?
And as a second question, have I gained any weight over the course of the time here?
What? Well, see, I'm the wrong person to ask.
A lot of weight.
Thank you.
Because I come to the show too much, so I see you too regularly. It's the people who don't come as often that should really tell you if you gain weight. Yeah. So,
yes, he has.
Well, we do a weigh-in before the show, guys. We don't ever tell you about that.
Yeah, the stage could only support so much.
Yeah.
So how have comics changed from your perspective?
Well, I mean, the biggest change is obviously that there's been a huge increase in the digital comics field. And when I started coming to your show, and when you guys started the show before I started coming to the show, it was just something people thought about, and now it's happening.
Yeah. We didn't even have email when we started the show.
No. Exactly. We had just a printing press. We would print out little words, little announcements.
I remember, actually, we used to, at about 8:02, we would hand the show to Pete, and then he would run it around town saying, comic book club, comic book club.
Get a load.
Yeah. He was five at that point.
Yeah. He was a real newsie.
Yeah. I guess we should ask you, about some of your stuff that's going on. So what's going on in Deadpool right now?
Deadpool is currently fighting an evil version of himself called Evil Deadpool. Who is made up of, as you may or may not know, Deadpool can heal from almost any wound. I know, shocking.
That changed over the course of 5 years as well, too, right?
I guess so, in that he heals more now than he used to. I don't know.
Our Statler and Waldorf.
Basically, there was an obsessed fan of his that took all the chopped off body parts and put them together in a refrigerator, and then he threw them in a garbage when that person died, and they all healed together into another version of himself.
Oh, man.
And who is not as nice as him, oddly enough. And so he's fighting Evil Deadpool, and that's a lot of fun. And then that's building to issue 50, where we're starting a big storyline called Dead.
Pool.
No, just good. Dead.
Not word association.
Where
good,
Deadpool.
Though. That's good. Your therapy sessions must be epic.
Oh, man.
We're going to replace our podcast with just Pete and his therapist talking.
Hey, Pete. Hi.
Bye.
Fair.
Hey, Pete. Angry.
Punisher.
Great.
Pretty good.
You're cured.
Yeah, you're cured.
You're cured. Good job. And you're also working on the build-up to the Avengers versus X-Men stuff, right?
Sure. Yeah.
But what is Dead? Can you...
Yeah, Dead is about, for the last few story arcs, Deadpool has been really, really unhappy. And basically because while he goes around joking all the time, he actually hates his own guts more than anything in the world.
Tears
because
of a clown.
And because of this healing factor, he cannot die. Well, in Dead, he figures out a way to make it actually happen, and he's going to do his best to make sure it does happen.
So it's a super fun superhero suicide story.
That's exactly it.
Awesome. Cool.
That's kind of like my story.
Oh, shit. Well, Boothman did say he was going to reveal some fucked up stuff to me. I should have said that.
Oh, I'm killing myself on stage.
Yeah. Like after the show, we have a
suicide
pact.
Turns out if you live in a booth, it's not a good existence.
Yeah, you got to get out in the world.
When you have three friends who have houses.
Are you talking about us?
I don't know anybody else.
Well, we've got a special surprise for you.
Oh, do I get a
house? Fourth person.
Oh.
Yay.
Jordan.
There you go. You know, all right, well, we're going to deal with suicide over the course of the rest of the show. Very exciting. Let's talk about the Avengers versus X-Men stuff.
It's going to be awesome.
Really?
Yeah, it's going to be a blast.
Really?
Yes, really.
Follow-up question.
Listen.
Really?
Yes, really. It's going to be the five biggest writers at Marvel working together on one story. It's going to be
Who's
going to
hold the pen?
They use computers now, dude.
Bullshit.
They have five pens. They just pass the paper around. One letter
each. Oh, that's much smarter.
One letter each.
It's not all of them crowded around a laptop in a cafe somewhere.
That would be foolish.
You're right. I'm sorry. We're really learning a lot this show.
Wait.
Explain
real quick, though. Who's going to win?
One of them. Wait, do you mean of all the writers? Because I could probably know the answer to that one.
Yeah, we'll say that.
Good. Tell us that.
Yeah, who would win?
Who would win if they actually fought in real life?
Right.
Yeah.
So it's Jason Aaron, Brian Michael Bendis, Jonathan Hickman, and two other guys.
Wait, what'd you say, Jason Aaron? Who are the architects? Matt Fraction, did you say him?
Jason Aaron.
Frank Lloyd Wright.
Yep.
Harold Lloyd.
Gary.
Frank Lloyd Wright is working on Avengers vs. X-Men. He's designing it.
Leonardo da Vinci.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
That's going to be a good book.
The guy that runs Nathan's Hot Dogs.
You're talking about God.
Matt Fraction, Jonathan Hickman, Jason Aaron, Brian Bendis, and Ed Brubaker.
Oh, what if you fucked that up?
So who would win in a fight?
That would have been embarrassing, but I did it.
Who in the five of them, who would win in a fight?
Yeah, I think Jason Aaron would win in a fight.
Yeah?
That or Brubaker.
He's a big guy. Yeah, well, I mean, Brubaker, sure, but...
I don't know. You knock his hat off, and he's done, yeah.
The audience says he's a chicken shit.
Yeah. Ooh. Good. Feel free to shout out your opinions.
Yeah, who do you guys think? Who do you guys think would...
Jason Aaron would win? Yeah.
Jason Aaron?
Jason Aaron he's got the psychological factor. He looks imposing.
He's just got a big beard.
Yeah, but and a shaved head.
Oh, that's scary. Right. That's cool.
Bendis has the shaved head, but no beard, so.
He's short. Also, he wears a leather jacket, but he shouldn't.
We're getting real personal now.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, okay, good. Well, that's a good tease for that event.
Yeah, it's gonna be terrific. And the X-Men books have been building up towards it. You know, Schism is definitely going to play into what goes on there. It's going to be really a lot of fun.
Awesome. Cool. Well, definitely looking forward to that. All right, let's move on with our next section, which we like to call the stack.
Yeah, we do.
All right. Normally for the stack, what we do is we each make a pick of some comic book that's come out this week. But because it's the 5th anniversary show and nothing good came out last week.
That's not true.
No,
it's
totally weird coincidence.
Is there anything, if it's not true, what came out last week that's good?
The Spider-Man, the new Amazing Spider-Man.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah. All right, you win, Pete.
Yeah,
but
Pete!
Each went through the past 5 years, and we each picked out a title that we thought over the past 5 years was our absolute favorite, something that kind of defined the last five years for us
in a
certain way, which is, you know, kind of big. So, Pete, I want to hear first, what's your pick for the most important comic of the past 5 years?
Holy shit.
I'm going to have to go with Greg Pak's Hulk.
Great answer.
Do you want to talk about it a little bit for people who don't know it?
Yeah, it was just this unbelievable Hulk story that first got him off planet. They all the superheroes said, hey, this Hulk guy is really kind of troublesome. What if we put him in a rocket ship? And just got rid of the problem.
That's why we got you that. That's why we got you that apartment on Staten Island. Same
it's
idea.
Me and the Wu-Tang, baby. That was a bad move.
Yeah, I know. You came back in such full force.
Yeah,
they welcomed you right into the clan.
Killer bees.
I have no idea what's going on. Yeah. Right.
Oh, you don't know
You're
what
not
rap
familiar
music
with the Wu-Tang Clan?
I'm very white.
Wow, now that's a big reveal for me.
You guys might not have known that.
I spent a summer with the RZA that I really, really lives on in my memory.
Nice.
That sounds great.
Yeah. That would be a nice summer.
That sounds great.
So then the Hulk landed on a war-like planet and took that planet over. Then found out what Earth did to him and got so angry, rode on the front of a spaceship, which I think is my favorite panel of all time. I just love the fact that someone is so angry they can't stay in the ship. They have to be on the outside just like, I'm going to get you, Earth!
Yeah, I feel like the other members of the Warbound were like, Hulk, just... like, it's fine. We're about to have breakfast. Like, just stay in the ship. He was like, I'm standing
I'm
on the front.
Angry.
They were like, real fucking hood ornament, yeah. That guy.
We did a road trip. Pete did the same thing in our car.
It's true. In the front of our rental car.
Did not work as well.
No.
It was a stone car, though, so it was okay.
Yeah. Terrifying.
Justin, what about your pick?
Well, I don't know. It's the first thing that came to mind. I don't know why, because it wasn't maybe Landmark when it came out, but Umbrella Academy is, I was like, oh, that seemed like a comic that was both writing and art-wise. Like,
and it makes you sound really smart to say.
Why?
What?
Oh. Oh.
No. Do you want to talk about the book a little bit?
Sure. Just great. I mean, standalone. There were two series. I don't know if there's actually more in development. There hasn't been much talk about it for the past couple of years.
There should be.
Yeah. Standalone comic. A bunch of kids raised in this school, and it's really bad.
Oh, it's X-Men?
In a way, there's some. That's what I like about it. It sort of like takes a lot of comic history and makes something new out of it. Very creative. The art is stunning, by Mr. Ba, Gabriel Ba. Very good.
Good series. I agree.
What's yours?
Oh, okay. My pick is Lock and Key. Is definitely
shock.
All right. I know. We talk about it all the time on the show, but when I was thinking about series that have affected me more over the course of the past 5 years. Definitely Lock and Key. It's usually the
It's changed your life?
It's changed my life.
I would agree, though, when people ask me, like, hey, what do you recommend? I always recommend Lock and Key.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's one of the best drawn, best written series out there. I'm always looking forward to a new issue of it. For those of you who don't know, it's about a family who lives in a weird house full of mystical keys, and they're battling an evil entity. That's sort of the boiled down version of it. But it's very heartfelt, very hilarious at times, incredibly creative, and really plays around with the comic book form.
Real amazing quick question. Have you ever been drawn into that comic?
Oh, I have.
Yeah, see, that was
yes,
for me.
I was a character in that series.
Well,
I forgot
then
about
that's
that.
A fucked up choice.
Yeah. I felt like that issue really jumped the shark, you know, like.
Yeah, I kind of felt the same way about in Hackslash when they brought in that candle zombie character.
That was a believable character.
What was the candle zombie named in Hackslash?
It was Pete La Page.
That's right. Oh,
if you remember.
Okay. All right.
No joke. There was a character named Pete La Page, L.A. Page. Yeah. And this is Pete La Page.
Thanks.
Just in case people don't.
I'm not a candle zombie, is what you're trying to say.
Prove it.
Yeah. Would that be an insult to you?
Yeah, you're right. Good point.
Candle zombie.
Candle zombie.
Yeah.
Anyways, for the problem I have with Lock and Key is when you have a character who obviously could never play a doctor. In a role, I felt like that really just threw me out of the comic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Actually, Alex is my primary care physician. I don't know if you know
it's
that.
It's true. You got to get that mole checked out, dude.
Thank you. Oh, you're right.
Yeah, I'm always showing up at Justin's house in the middle of the night and being like, you got to get that mole checked out.
To be fair, you're a shitty doctor. You're like, yo, nope. Go to the doctors is your advice to me always. Get your shit checked out. I'm like, oh, okay. Why do I pay you? You take
I don't
my
know
insurance.
Why I went to 16 years of medical school either. Yeah.
That's also,
what
you
do,
were
right?
duped.
16 That's years of medical school?
Don't.
None of you doing it right.
This cool. is our staff doctor, Devin.
This is in case we had any of us go into cardiac arrest yeah. during the show. Jordan, what about you? Favorite series over the past 5 years?
I'll take that to be favorite series I didn't work on. Because
sure.
Otherwise, yeah. that'd be
great.
Unfair.
Don't be so political, Jordan.
No, because then I want.
He does want to be a sellout like Zalbin.
No, but I will say. My favorite series over the last 5 years is probably Amazing Spider-Man. Everything since Brand New Day, I think, has been amazing. I think that...
It's right in the title.
Since Brand New Day.
Yeah.
You liked Brand New Day?
I did. Oh, no, I'm not...
Grumbler
oh,
over
Pete.
There.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Grumbles over here?
I just...
Grandpa
I
Grumbles?
I think it's bullshit if a hero makes a deal
oh
with
my
the
God.
Devil. Yeah.
Yeah, if I have a least favorite memory of the 5 years... It's Wait. Pete complaining about one yeah. more day.
Every time, and then when they finally brought Mary Jane back in, he was like, "That makes it worse because she's there and it rubs it in." Well, too
yeah.
bad. I think Amazing Spider-Man has been absolutely amazing. Oh God.
Cool. It's also been spectacular, avenging, and web of.
Web of, absolutely. Absolutely.
Friendly, yeah.
Friendly, really, really towing
terrific.
The company
it's
line.
It's been terrific, all right?
Great. And I'll tell you what, if Amazing Excelsior. Spider-Man, if I was a character in Amazing Spider-Man, that would have been my choice.
I was not a character in Amazing Spider-Man.
No, I'm saying if I was a character in Amazing Spider-Man.
Real self-serving.
Right. Yeah. No, great title. Definitely pick all of that stuff up. And that's it for the stack.
Yeah!
All right, guys, we are going to move on with our next section, which is my favorite section because you guys make it up. It's your audience questions. And for that, we're going to bring out Boothman! Who, in case you haven't figured it out already, lives in the booth. Now, Boothman, you have something special and different to do with the audience questions today. Is that correct?
Ooh. Yeah, I'm not going to read them. I'm just going to reveal what's under my robe.
Oh!
No, I'm not. That's gross. You're all gross. You're all... Thank you. Look, one guy...
Everyone else in the audience clapped when you said you weren't going to reveal what was underneath there.
Aw. All right. Well, first off, we'll get to the special shit later. I'm just going to read the questions from today. All right. First question. Did Marvel understand the implications of giant size man thing when it published it or not until later? And why was it canceled?
I mean, you guys know they followed it up with huge ass penis, right?
Yeah. Great character.
They did. No, it was good. It was a really well written comic book.
What was this week?
No,
it was
actually
Cold
called.
Water?
It was called huge ass penis, not huge ass penis.
Oh, I'm sorry. I always got that. That was a different book.
And I just checked in with our doctor, and that is possible.
Thank
it
you.
It happens. Our staff doctor.
Yeah, Jordan, as the person who works at Marvel, did they know what they were doing with?
Yeah. Back
this is that's just called passing the buck.
Back in the 70s, when I was working on Giant Size Man Thing, I have no. They knew what Man Things were, but there was already a character called Man Things, so I'm sure.
Wait, I'm sorry. What are Man Things?
And real quick, is this an official Marvel press release right now?
No. Why did they cancel it? They did. I don't think they canceled it. It was just like they did specials once in a while. They tossed off a man thing.
Yeah.
I think that's a pretty good answer. Raise your hand if you ask that. You're going to get some free comic books. And yeah. Let's get the next question.
And a free glass of sparkling wine.
Sparkling wine,
yep.
Eh?
That's not from the Champagne region of France, so I can't call it champagne. I watched an episode of Frasier last night.
Okay, next question. How much cooler in percentage is the show since you guys met Jordan Delight White?
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
I was not even in the audience to ask this. This is amazing.
Yeah, much cooler.
But percentage.
Percentage-wise? 34%. That's a lot of percent,
hold on
you
a
guys.
Second. Let's think about
that's
that.
Good. That's good.
It's about 35%.
35%?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hold on, wait.
And we're going to find out, are we going to find the actual percent and see who got closest? Is that what's going to happen?
Yeah.
At our year
who asked that
show,
question? Raise your hand if you asked that question. What was the, as a doctor, what was the actual percentage?
200.
Oh, we were way
wait
off.
Wait a second. Is that closest. A doctor or is that your wife?
Doom, doom, doom.
Doctor wife.
Doctor wife.
Doctor wife.
Isn't but, that, I'm your doctor wife, right?
Right.
Yep.
Cool. Justin, you got the closest, so you get the prize.
Oh, nice. What is? Oh, what's
great.
The prize?
But raise your hand if you ask that. You're going to get some free comics. Let's get the next question.
Who asked that one?
She did.
Dr. Wife.
Sure, we talked about Dr. Wife. We named her.
What's the least important thing to happen in comics over the last 5 years?
The oh, least boy. Important
the
thing?
The least important thing.
52? It's funny. I went through.
That was not in 5 years.
I went through a bunch of my comics to bring some in to give away tonight, and I had so many issues of 52. I was like, "Oh my god!"
You didn't give away 52, did you? I love that series.
To be honest, I didn't, but I was like, "Ugh."
I mean, it's Countdown, Trinity. Sure, give them away. 52. That was good.
But some of those covers, you're like, "Who are these characters?" Remember a time with these characters? Yeah. It's like. The lead man was like Red Robin and all this shit. Like, it was crazy.
Red Robin. Huh? No, that was Countdown.
What are you talking about?
Get out! Sorry.
Yeah, have you ever read a comic book?
Yeah, turn in your nerd card.
Yeah. Okay.
I think
about. Thank you,
Pete. Do you have an answer?
Yeah. On the flip side, to talk about Marvel stuff that I didn't like.
Oh, great.
Just to be
that you
fair,
didn't like.
Is that the vampire bullshit for me was just ridiculous.
The X-Men vampire stuff.
Wait, I think you've got it out for all Universal monsters, because I think you also had a problem with the Frankenstein story.
Frankencastle.
Yeah, that didn't exist. That did not happen.
Pete, it happened.
No, it didn't. It did not happen.
Pete, talk to your therapist about it.
No. Actually, he won't let me talk about it anymore.
Yep. Probably. All of 12, Pete has 12 stages to deal with this.
Probably next year when we turn Wolverine into a mummy, you're going to be like that, too. Yeah.
All right. Raise your hand if you ask that. You're going to get some free comics. Let's get the next question.
And a glass.
Yeah, guy.
Mazel tov.
No, clearly he needs a drink, or he or she, because they just smashed their glass.
Okay, next question. 5 years. Congrats.
Thank you. That's not a question.
No, stop the question. Stop the question. Thank you.
May I?
Please continue.
What one moment would you retcon?
From the show?
From the show?
Yes, from the show.
Great.
You'd probably say none of them, right? Because every moment is golden.
I would say the moment we would retcon hasn't happened yet.
I'm going to say that moment that just happened.
Great.
There you go. Doesn't exist anymore.
Let me say, when we were doing, we did a version of the show on Pulp Secret, was a website for a while, with part of Next New Networks, and we did a show where I reviewed the reboot of Youngblood, and I was like, oh, this is really sort of derivative, it's all been done before, and it was posted on Newsarama, our show was, and the amount of shit, literally, like Rob Liefeld himself just tore me apart. And Robert Kirkman as well. They were like, specifically what I said. I was like, oh my God. Apparently, the things you say matter.
Yeah. Eventually. Not on this show.
No, well, I don't know.
Usually. Yeah, that's fair. That's a good one. Pete, do you have a moment you want to retcon?
I was legitimately sad about that. Pete, have you ever had any shame in anything you've done?
No, normally don't.
Maybe going to see the Punisher movie that third time.
Organically,
no, I wouldn't. I'm trying to think. Because I've made an ass of myself numerous times during the show.
Yeah. I like to think that.
I don't regret any of it.
The time when you made the biggest ass of yourself hasn't happened yet.
You're a dick.
Did I already use up my retcon?
Yeah. I think you did.
Oh, okay. All right. Raise your hand if you asked that. Free comics? Let's get the next question. Do we have any more prize packs, Pete?
Nope.
All right.
I'm giving away a stack. Oh, and by the way, these are comics from my stack at home. If you find anything weird in them, mail them back to me.
You know what? We'll give those out after the show, sure. I think, to people. Now we're going to go into a lightning round where the first answer is already correct.
It's already
correct. There you go.
Pre-approved. All right, first one. What is the best thing that has happened in comics in the past 5 years? Go.
We already did that.
Price is going up.
That's it. First answer.
Hold the line.
Is Grant Morrison's 52 reboot of Superman tied in with the upcoming Superman film or vice versa?
I don't think so.
I don't think
it is. You know, there's probably elements they looked at to work.
I don't think he won't be wearing crazy jeans. I don't know.
Although, I thought didn't they show a picture where he doesn't have the swim trunks?
They showed a picture where he's just wearing ripped pants, cutoffs, and that's it. Yeah.
Daisy
he looks like
Dukes?
The world's hunkiest hobo.
See, to me, it makes sense for Superman to wear the red underwear, if you want to call him underwear, because if he's there in like tights, it makes it so people aren't staring at his junk.
Where did it come up that everyone, all supers had to wear like tight speedos?
Because Superman did it.
But why did they do this? Has anyone ever found out why?
Because if you're flying through the air, it would get annoying if your pants
because
are
flapping. Because it was based on, muscle men who wore stuff like that in like circuses and stuff.
Circus strongmen.
But because if you're wearing tights, it's nice to have a little underwear over it so you don't have this, you know, perfect cupping of your junk.
Perfect cupping.
So what you're saying is Superman comes down to this.
Yes. That's why he's got to have the red trunks.
Oh, I was just...
TMI?
I don't know. Talk to Superman. He's the
All right, there we go. That was a good answer, guys.
All right.
What are the best and worst holiday tie-in comics you've read?
Best is the Punisher Christmas specials. Those
All
are amazing.
Of them? All of them.
Eventually, and guys, so we've done 5 years of this show. In the coming years, we're just going to have a robot that says Punisher is good. Punisher is good. And we'll dress it in a little shirt. I actually read the holiday specials almost every year. I think it's nice, the shorts they do in there. Always.
Yeah, fun. I like it. You know, the thing, this is kind of a non-answer, but the thing about anthologies is you get some really good stories and you get some okay stories, and I think it's the same thing with the holiday special stuff.
It's like life.
You know, if I could plug something.
You take the good, you take
moment,
the bad. What?
If I could plug something for a moment.
Sure.
Oh, sure.
I'm pretty sure, I think it might be tomorrow that the new Marvel holiday special comes out, but if you've got an iPad or an iPhone...
We all do.
With the Marvel app on it.
We're all really
wealthy.
If you
do it tonight, before that comic comes out, you can get this year's Marvel Holiday Specials for free by just going on and
searching. Wait, do we have to type in your name or something?
No, just go on. They're up there for free right now.
What if we do type in your name?
Shut up. If you type in my name, I have appeared in comics, but I wasn't the star of any of them, so you won't get me.
My favorite is the one where you have a pizza place and your mustache is bigger than your head.
Thank you very much. No, but actually, I edited one of the Marvel holiday specials. It was a Wolverine and the X-Men one where Wolverine teaches the kids how to play hockey.
Oh, hell yeah.
And you can get it for
free. Because he's from Canada.
Because he's from Canada, yes.
Cool.
Yeah, nice.
Hoser.
Great.
Next question. Who should write Avengers after Bendis?
Oh, that's a good question. For those of you guys who don't know, Brian Michael Bendis, who's been writing Avengers for, I think, 6 or 7 years at this point.
A million infinities.
A million infinities. He said he's leaving the title at some point in 2012, definitely after the Avengers versus X-Men crossover. Nobody knows what he's going to be doing, and nobody knows who's taking over the Avengers titles. What do you guys think?
Well, it makes me sad.
Yeah, what do you feel, Pete?
Yeah.
That's a better question.
Not again.
What do you feel?
I don't like feelings.
Yeah. You know, they should get Stan Lee.
Great.
Full circle.
About time. I'm feeling, not to keep going back into memories, but we just interviewed Stan Lee for the first time over this past Comic-Con, New York Comic-Con, Pete and I did. And we were sitting there talking to him, and so he's very old. I don't know if you've seen him lately. The years are wearing on him. He still says Excelsior. It still comes out correct. And we were like, oh, so tell us what you're working on. He was like, well, I was at a party in Japan with the Japanese Bono. And I stopped him right there, and I was like, hold up.
You're partying?
I was like, I did. I interrupted him, which I was like, why am I doing this? Why am I doing this? But I was like, you're partying in Japan with the Japanese Bono? And he was like, if there aren't rock stars at the party I'm at, I leave. And I was like, damn. Yeah, and then he dropped the mic and jumped through the skybox. That was the best interview of my life.
He just died.
Yeah.
Straight up after that.
And then he fell to his death.
Good interview, though.
I was cleared of charges.
let's get the next question.
So, Stan Lee, definitely take over.
Who's your favorite Robin?
favorite what?
Oh, who's your favorite Robin? Hallway? Oh. The one that was on Saturday Night Live this last week.
Great. Nice.
Favorite All right. Robin?
Huh?
She's a pop star, you guys.
Yeah, we don't.
Favorite Robin. Who's your favorite Robin? Pete.
Robin.
Good. What does that mean? Doesn't make
Robin
any sense.
Robin Redbreast.
Yeah.
Who's yours?
Tim Drake.
Tim Drake?
I like Stephanie Brown.
Stephanie
Who?
Brown?
I liked Stephanie. I thought she
was you know what? I mean, she's Batgirl. That Batgirl series was great.
Yeah.
I
liked when she was Robin, too.
So did I.
Batman and Robin, with having Robin as the evil...
Damian Wayne.
Yeah, Damian Wayne was awesome.
It's still happening.
Yeah.
It's still there. I already said Tim Drake.
Tim Drake, too. Oh, wow.
No love
the first thing Who's we've man? Ever had in common in 5
Who's
years.
Who's your favorite Robin?
Well, I gotta love Dick.
You heard it here first.
Yep.
Batman jumped the shark when Robin was introduced.
Ooh.
Whoa! Wow.
Okay. That, was, like the character find that was
comics jump the shark with the yellow kid.
Yeah.
So like
All right, next question. Which, this is kind of related to another question, but which holiday issue are you most looking forward to, Marvel or DC?
Oh, interesting. Whoa! Oh, Jordan! Why did you make such a fart noise?
I know a lot of people don't agree with me on this. I read Batman Noel and really liked it a lot, actually. That was a graphic novel. But...
Good.
That wasn't even positive or negative. That was just an even noise.
It's like a sheep.
We're
a
lot very of Grinch. Even about that. A lot of Grinch in the Grinch.
That's sort of a Christmas Carol with Batman in the lead. It's a graphic novel by Lee Bermejo, who, all right, audience member. Who's laughing at
she
me?
She hates Christmas.
It's a good book. I thought it was really beautifully drawn, and I thought it was a fun take on the story. I liked it a lot.
I'm sure there will be an interesting Life with Archie issue where we find out about when he's married to Betty and Veronica at different Christmases and different realities.
Yeah. That'll be good. In different realities, he kisses one of
them. Here's my question. I was thinking about this the other day, because now they're also going to do a future reality where Archie is married to Valerie from Josie and the Pussycats.
Are they really going to do that?
Yeah, they're actually going to do that. So they're going to be following Archie married to Betty, Veronica, and Valerie from Josie and the Pussycats. When are they going to have one where he's married to Jughead?
Right?
Serious question.
The way it works over there in 1 year. That's what it'll be. It seems like they're just like, who do you want him to be in love with? Whoever. Name it. And we'll do it. And this one, Moose is a dinosaur. I don't know. Just buy our comics, please.
It's working.
Sorry. Insulting?
All right. Last lightning round question.
Oh, no.
If we rebooted Comic Book Club.
Oh, shit.
Listen, it gets better, guys. It gets better. How much adamantium would be used?
What? Adamantium?
A shitload.
All of it.
Yeah, that's the correct answer. A shitload. Now, I think Boothman has something special to do. So here we go. I'm going to turn it over to Boothman once again.
Oh, jeez.
So since I've been Boothman, which is, I don't know, forever, I guess.
No, well, there are actually there's a legacy of Boothman. The Boothman is not the first Boothman. There were other Boothmen.
Yeah, there was a first Boothman, a second Boothman. There was briefly a female Boothman, but she was just brought in to be killed off during a crime wave that attacked. And there was a really long time we refused to have a shrine to her right on the side of the stage. But then finally...
we refused.
Yeah, we're like, no, I don't think so. Anyway, go ahead.
I've been collecting my favorite questions.
Ooh. Wow.
So I picked five.
So you have a big box full of tiny pieces of paper.
Yeah, you know, at night.
First off, that's a fire hazard.
At night, I like put them next to me, and I'm like, "You guys are my friends."
So you roll around nude in these questions.
Did I say nude?
I don't know. That's the implication.
Yeah,
carry
you're right.
Carry on.
All right. So first, best of audience questions
is
if you were trapped on Jurassic Park. What superhero's power would you like to have?
That is a best up. That's number five.
That's
great. I did not remember that at all. Jordan, do you have an answer to that?
Oh, gosh. Right off the bat. Let's say Kitty Pryde's powers would be pretty useful.
Yeah.
Well,
that's a good one.
It's like defensive, so the dinosaurs could not eat me. Okay.
What about the power to use the toilet really quickly?
Good.
So you don't end up like that lawyer.
Now we're getting into it.
I'm just saying.
Not being Newman from Seinfeld.
Is that a good power? You actually have that power.
I know. Oh, you're right. I'm a hero. Pete?
I would say the Wonder Twins, that way I could turn into a giant bucket of water and I would know when the dinosaurs are coming.
That'd be great. That's really funny.
Okay, next best of question. Somehow, the Punisher is convinced that Batman's a criminal. What is the outcome of this situation?
I think I asked that question.
That's a question for Pete.
Yep.
Punisher shoots him.
That's it? He's fucking Batman. He's ready for bullets.
He's ready for bullets.
Punisher.
No, that's just one thing.
I'm ready for bullets. I'm ready for these bullets.
So, oh, no, my one weakness, bullets.
My affairs are in order. I'm ready for these bullets.
Well, that's true. Bullets are actually the thing that killed his parents. Yeah. So if there was a storyline where bullets came back to get him, that would be really interesting.
It makes a lot of sense, yeah.
Yeah. It would be a really nice parallel structure.
Oh, my one weakness. All right.
Yeah. Great. Pete, do you ratify all that talk?
Yep.
Batman dies. Okay. Punisher kills Batman. All right.
Next one. Worst single issue you ever read? What happened?
That question clearly an old reference to that Christopher Guest movie.
Yeah, totally. What's the worst single issue you've ever read?
Waiting for Gutman.
Mighty Wind. What happened?
Oh, that's it. All right. Guys, we're having Christopher Guest Club right after this. So chill out.
We have a bunch of Christopher Guests appearing on Christopher Guest. Okay.
Shut up!
Let her get it out. She's trying to tell you something.
Hold on.
Wait, hold on. Everybody be quiet. What are you saying?
Right.
Oh, now.
Hold on.
All right. Thank you for coming to the show.
No. Like, all those movies are very similar.
Worst single issue we've ever read. Oh, God. Can I think about it for a minute?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, you're going to say.
You do know what I'm going to say?
Yeah, because I actually agree with you.
Yeah. Superman and Batman versus vampires and werewolves. Number one.
Number one.
Yeah. Sorry to the
author. Though I will say number two really improved on the format.
Well, the crazy thing about that book was it Superman and Batman don't appear in it? Or yeah, Superman doesn't appear in it?
Well, they had to really establish that the vampires and werewolves were friends. And then eventually, you sort of know the Superman and Batman are friends.
Oh, that was bad. Real bad. Pete?
I don't know, man. I think we already went over my answer.
Frankencastle.
All of them?
You're wrong.
Yeah, would.
No, I was going to say Spider-Man bullshit. Yeah.
Oh, with the marriage thing.
Yeah. What can you guys think of a best single issue that you read over the past 5 years? Mm. Just to keep it a little more positive.
Well, I gotta say the Sinestro Corps one shot.
Yes.
Perhaps. If you guys remember this, I don't know what year that was.
Yeah, I don't know either.
But it's an amazing story. It's like a double size issue focused on Kyle Rayner. It's amazing.
Oh, that one. The one focused on Kyle where he goes into his mom's picture or something like that?
No, that's an annual from ages ago, but that was part of the Sinestro Corps War.
Yeah, but the kickoff to the Sinestro Corps War where it was Sinestro bringing his corps together, I was thinking about this the other day because
I cried at that issue.
Well, that was the end. It kicks off the Sinestro Corps War event, and it ends with, first you're like, okay, you have Sinestro. He's putting together an entire corps to fight the Green Lantern Corps. And you're like, oh, shit, that's crazy. Then he brings in Cyborg Superman, and you're like, oh, shit, that's crazy. And then there was somebody else. Oh, he's working with Superboy as well, Superboy Prime. And you're like, oh, that shit, that's crazy. And they go, okay, let's talk to our master. And the last page is the Anti-Monitor. And you go, oh, shit, how are they ever going to beat him?
Why did you cry?
No.
Anyway,
there was a point.
This is the point when I knew I was in deep.
Yeah.
Yeah. With
when
comics.
You were like with comics, until you were like, oh, I was like, well, I can't
no turning back.
Anymore. Yeah.
Great.
And then your daughter was like,
Anti-Monitor makes you cry.
He was the one who said he cried.
No, I. Well, there's some cool Kyle Rayner stuff in that too.
I think I came up with the worst one.
Yeah.
The origin of Dexstar. I fucking hated that comic.
Oh, still, that's Green Lantern as well.
Yeah, that was a green. That's what reminded me.
Red Lantern.
Red Lantern that is actually a cat. And they had this, it's like the stupid blue.
You're a real cat lover, though.
I love cats.
Yeah.
The stupid cat flying around in space as a Red Lantern, vomiting blood and shooting at people.
So you're all on board for that?
No. And then his name is Dexstar. And so I'm thinking, okay, I think that's stupid and I don't like it, but it's some alien cat, whatever. That's the way it is. It's like from some cat world where cats are intelligent and da da da. And then they go, no, that's what I'm thinking. Then they go, no, his origin is that he's a cat named Dexter who was really mistreated on Earth. And a ring came and was like, who's the angriest creature on the entire planet? Oh, it's a fucking cat.
Yo, would it? That could be true.
That's ridiculous.
Yo, you imagine what it's like to be like a bird? Like, that is fucked up.
They give a bird the ring.
Huh? I'm sorry. Have you ever seen Heathcliff?
Yeah.
They were pissed off.
Yeah. All they had to eat were fish bones.
Yo, Garfield hates Mondays.
He's angry on Mondays.
There we go. Let's get another question.
My favorite real quick was Jonah Hex when Darwin Cook drove it.
Oh, that was great.
Oh, nice.
Oh. Okay. What superhero sidekick would you be?
Mm.
Great.
I actually remember my answer to this question.
Oh, this is embarrassing.
I think it would be really interesting to be Cypher's sidekick. Oh.
Well, how did you remember
that? So you
that?
Want to be in
were
data
you the
you want to be in the data entry field, is yeah. what you're saying.
Yeah, I'd like to be his assistant or something like that.
Tell me some of your adventures.
Well, he says, listen, we got to crack the translation on this Bible. And I say, okay, I'll go do some research at the library. And when I come back, he says, it's fine, I already got it. So, you know, I got to go to the library.
It's a real dream come true.
I hate to break it to you. You can go to the library anytime you want, man.
Yep.
I don't know if that's true.
Also, not a lot of wine, women, and song in that scenario.
Well, what about you? Whose sidekick would you be?
Van Halen's? No, I don't know.
Cool, that's my favorite comic.
Yeah.
I would be hard-pressed to name two Van Halen songs. Jump.
What's happening right now?
Sorry.
You're slowly going to sleep. That's what's happening
yeah,
right now.
Just like
Pete,
every show.
What, whose sidekick would you be? Wolverine or Punisher? Yeah, or the Hulk.
I'm not a sidekick.
Oh, cool.
So
cool,
Punisher
cool,
comes
cool,
over
cool.
and Punisher's like, I would like to train you. You're like, fuck off, I got it.
Exactly.
And he wouldn't
Jordan,
you?
What about you? Whose sidekick would you be?
I would love to be Superman's pal. You could get into any kind of trouble, and he bails you out of it no matter what.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
You're just like, oh, I have my watch. I don't have a watch, so I'm screwed.
You don't have a watch. You're going to die. You're going to fall off that building. So it's going to happen.
Superman's cell phone.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He doesn't have a cell. He wears jeans now.
Shit.
He has a gift card to Urban Outfitters.
All right, let's get the next question.
All right, last one, and this is my favorite question since I've been collecting.
That's crazy.
Isn't that nuts?
Yeah.
Isn't that nuts that I'm still
yes.
alive?
Whoa.
Without being super creepy about the whole thing.
Great stuff.
You can tell why this is my favorite question. What was the first comic character to make you, what's the word? Boner-tastic.
Boner-tastic is your favorite question?
Wow.
Boner-tastic.
I just want to say I really like the Jurassic Park question.
Yeah.
That was really good. Let's talk about our boners, you guys. Peace. Yeah,
like,
what gave you a big hard boner? Well,
you
if we're
what?
Gonna
no,
talk
you
about
guys,
it,
like just a, well, let's just say like a regular boner. Yeah.
The biggest boner. Yeah.
I gotta say, Boothman, you've changed.
Did you guys say a big ass penis? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pete, would you like to tackle this question first?
Frank and Castle, right, Pete?
Oh, man.
The fact that Mary Jane is single again.
No. Yeah, pass.
You pass?
I'm trying to...
I'm
trying to remember like the first...
time you got a boner.
I'm trying to remember the last time I had a boner. When was that?
I gotta say, just to change it a little bit, it doesn't have to be you specifically. Like, well, I got a boner.
You could just actually just
that was
name
the question.
A comic. No, the question.
The question was.
No,
Booth character man, you were first attracted to, Pete.
Okay.
Punisher, Wolverine, or the Hulk.
I wasn't attracted to any of them.
But let's be honest, Pete. You had a boner when the Hulk was on that stone ship, just flying through space. Oh, audience is backing that movie.
Audience is backing
that play.
Jordan?
That would definitely be Mary Jane, actually. From the Tom McFarlane and the Eric Larson era when they were they literally just put her in that book for Cheesecake Factor. That was 100%.
Cheesecake, is that what you call it? A little Cheesecake
Not
Factor?
Not back then, I didn't, but yes.
A little Cheesecake. I'm going to get a little Cheesecake tonight.
Dude, that's the thing.
I'm hungry for Cheesecake.
It would be Spider-Man swings around, he's fighting crime, he's doing all the things, and his life is hard, and he comes home, and she's there in, like, skimpy negligee, and she's like, come to bed. And he's like, all right.
I know, I do remember those issues fondly. I gotta say, I mean, I say this answer all the time, I don't even know if anyone knows this character anymore, Silver Sable.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's a good one.
That lady was hot, she had a castle, she dressed very well,
she
was fighting... Yeah. She was she wasn't just fighting crime. She was fighting fucking international crime. Oh. All right? That's a girl that's got her shit together.
That is boner-tastic.
That is, yeah. Yeah, my boners are based on her financial situation. it's like a full, it's a life boner, you guys. You know what I'm talking about. P knows
that. Oh, yeah, I definitely know what
you're
talking
about. Yeah, it's some Tony Robbins shit. Yeah. Rich dad, poor dad.
I have a very specific answer.
Ooh. Yeah, I know.
When I was a kid, I actually got to go to the Marvel offices, and
walked around with a boner the whole time?
You guys, check out my little Iron Man.
Yo!
What?
Somebody get this kid out of here. Yeah. He's creeping everybody out.
I think it was Ralph Macchio was like, yo, put that demon in a bottle. No, too much.
Follow up Iron Man.
Though to be fair, the Iron Man 3 is based on your boner.
Pretty excited about that. But I remember they let me dig through a box and one of the editors obviously were like, yeah, take whatever comics you want. And I took all these comics. And when I got home, there was an Iron Man. It was actually an Iron Man graphic novel that was the first computer-generated graphic novel that Marvel had ever done.
Crash.
What?
Crash.
Crash. Yes, Iron Man Crash. And there's a scene in there where Iron Man gets into a hot tub with this naked lady, and I was like,
"Pew." Well, was that your first
yeah,
pubic hair?
First pubic hair.
Oh, that's not what a boner is.
Right on my chest.
That's not what a boner is.
Man, I hope that's not a boner noise.
What? I got to talk to my wife.
I don't want to be the nostalgic one, but I have another story to tell. One year we were at San Diego Comic Con, and there's this artist, Colleen Coover.
Please don't tell this.
No, I love this story. Colleen Coover, this artist, she's very good. Yep, okay, wow, fan. In the audience. Alex and I were walking in Artist Alley. Colleen Coover, she draws like really very cute characters. But at our table, we get there and she has like sort of back by where she's sitting her like mature audience stuff. And she has this book called Small Favors, which is like sort of a lesbian fantasia.
Which is great. It's a great book.
You cool it.
All right.
So Alex goes, could I have one of those? And she goes, oh, you want Small Favors? And Alex just goes, Dynamite memory.
Dynamite.
Good times. Thank you, Boothman. That's it for the audience questions. All right. Very quickly, we are going to go on to our next section, which we like to call The Week in Geek.
The Week in Geek. Yeah.
All right. Again, normally what we do in this section is we hit some quick geek culture topics. I want to very briefly, because we're running low on time here, talk about some of your favorite stuff in general in the past 5 years. So, favorite comic book movies from the past 5 years.
Ooh,
favorite
great,
one.
Great.
I mean, Pete. The obvious choice is Iron Man. Yeah.
Nice. Well done. I don't remember when they all came out. X-Men 2, that's probably longer ago than that.
I think that was before.
Many
Incredibles
years
was before, too.
Okay, that's another one.
Batman.
When we saw Batman at 3D, we got into a screening, not 3D.
Dark Knight IMAX.
Dark Knight IMAX.
Yeah.
Amazing.
That was amazing.
Up at Lincoln Center, great. We saw it. It was stunning. So that would be my favorite, yeah.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. Jordan?
My favorite comic book movie of the last 5 years was Scott Pilgrim, but with the original ending before they showed
it. Hell yes!
If you guys don't know the original ending, Pete and Jordan got into early screening.
In order to say that, you have to spoil the ending of the movie, so I don't know if you
want
to.
Sure.
Everyone's seen Scott Pilgrim at this point. The original ending, he ends up with knives of the movie.
Wait.
That was the shooting script. They shot the whole ending.
Hold your booze. You should see the original version. They changed stuff along the way.
Move your microphone even further away from your mouth.
Pete and I saw it in theaters together with that ending. And it was amazing.
Did you guys hold hands?
She turns 18 in the movie in that version, so it's all right.
What? Cool. She turns 18?
Yes.
Oh, so it's okay.
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah, there's a whole scene where everyone's like, is this cool? Is this cool?
Like, 18.
And he's like, she's 18. It's Scott Pilgrim. I'm Scott Pilgrim.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Another thing. Let's talk about TV shows over the past couple of years. There's been a lot of stuff. I think one of my favorite things that we did on the show was forcing ourselves to watch Heroes.
Oh, that was amazing.
That was
several
very
seasons
fun.
And recapping it to the next day.
Can you guys recap the whole series real quick for us?
Yeah, I can. Sucked.
Cool. Great. Great job. That was
excruciating torture. Have there been any good superheroes or comic book stuff on TV? I guess Walking Dead's been pretty good this season.
Yeah. I've been liking Walking Dead. I like Brave and the Bold a lot.
Yeah, a lot of people like the cartoons. I haven't watched them.
But
it's very good.
A lot of people have liked a lot of the cartoons. I haven't seen too many of them. I heard the Avengers cartoon is cool. I haven't seen it.
Earth Mightiest Heroes? It's really good. It's fun. It's a fun cartoon.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that quieted everybody down.
Boo, fun.
Ooh.
Pete, any...
What are you guys looking forward to? There's a bunch of stuff in development in the future. What do you think is going to be most exciting over the next 5 years?
A ton of stuff.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to what Marvel TV is going to have to offer.
Yeah, I think so.
You're just saying that because you love Jeff Loeb.
Yeah. Also, Chew. I think that'll be an interesting TV series. I'm kind of excited about
that.
That
could be a good mainstream network series, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, like a quirky...
And last thing, just to kind of talk about in general, geek culture, nerd culture, comic book culture, that's changed a lot over the past 5 years. What have you guys noticed?
Well, yeah, it's been a big kind of like... before, when we first started the show, it was a little bit like, yeah, I read comic books. And now it's like, hell yeah, I read comic books. It's
yeah,
definitely...
You did add that hell yeah. To all of you.
Well, I just feel that it's gotten a lot of attention and it's become something of
I do. Not to get totally actually seriously nostalgic, but I remember when we started the show, when I was working at the Pit, Pete came in with me. I was thinking about about comic book talk show or something like that. No, very vague idea. Pete walked in with a Midtown Comics bag, and I said, "Pete, you read comics?" And he was like, "What? Why are you asking me this?"
Yeah,
and then I told him about the show, and then Justin did the same thing a week later and did the exact same reaction.
Very nervous.
And so we were really... I remember the first show, super nervous to go on stage and actually talk about comics in public and let people know that I actually read comics.
Yeah. And to think...
5 years later, that is the only thing people know me for.
Yo, that's life, bro.
Yeah.
That's your life.
Cool. That's it for the Week in Geek.
Yeah.
Guys, we're going to move on with our next section, which is trivia. And for that, we're going to turn it over to Peter LePage.
Peter LePage.
All right, guys, this is the part where we give back to you, the lovely audience. Thank you so much for coming. It really means a lot to us. It's an opportunity to win $25 free in the form of a gift card to Midtown Comics. Who would like a chance to win $25 free, simply raise your hand.
Yeah.
Ooh. I'm going to have to go with first hand up,
gotta
guy.
Gotta go in first hand up, guy.
Come on up.
Oh my God. Come on up. The stakes couldn't be higher.
All right.
No, stand. I'm going to give you my mic.
All right. Sir, what's your name?
Arlen Schumer.
Arlen Schumer. Audience, Arlen Schumer.
I was once a guest on the show in the
what?
5 years.
All right.
In a way.
Ringer. So because we don't pay our guests, you're like, I'm
used to that.
I'm
used to
that. Volunteer. That way I get my money's worth. You got a sticker. That's weird. Ace of spades.
Cool,
B.
Cool.
Sir, is that your card?
How come I was the only one to raise my hand when you were for $25?
No, there are others.
They were just a little slower.
You're already giving me the card?
Hold on to it. That's, All right, so this is how this is going to work. Today's trivia is 5 years ago today.
Whoa.
All right. So how this is going to work is I'm going to read you a question. You'll listen to all three possible answers. Go 3 for 3, and you get to keep that card.
Okay.
All right, here we go. 5 years ago today, Ed Brubaker was working on what? Is it A, Captain America, B, Daredevil, or C, writing Michael Clark Duncan's one-man show?
B, Daredevil
is correct! Okay.
Fun fact, his one-man show is called Magic Mouse.
5 years ago today, what was one of Justin's favorite comics?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Is it A, Fantastic Four, B, Immortal Iron Fist, or C, Mitt Romney's Guide to Betting? So
wow.
Topical.
Very topical. Topical B.
A or it's B?
I'm going to go for A.
Or would you go with B?
Oh, B. B is correct.
I liked all of those.
B or
comments.
Not to B. Yes.
All right. 5 years ago today, what was one of Zalbin's favorite comics?
Oh, what kind of question?
Is it A, Dan Slott's She-Hulk, B, Runaways, or C, How to Make Clay Babies by Wonder Woman?
I'm going to say Runaways because I like
Or them. You would listen and wait for me to give you a hint since you fucked up the last question.
Yeah, this is why they say game shows are fixed. It's
A is what you want to say out loud. Say it out loud. Say A.
A.
Yeah.
I've got to be like Fonzie.
$25 free. Thank Congratulations.
Thanks, guys.
Amazing.
Wow. To be fair, both A and B were correct.
Yeah. And also, that was a very subjective question.
Yeah. Yes. C was also correct.
No, no. Back then, Runaways, that was before it was actually you really, really liked it.
Did you read his journal?
Yeah.
To write these questions? Because I know I gave you my journals.
You liked She-Hulk.
Yeah. That was weird that right before the show, you said, can I have your journals?
Yeah.
And the only thing we have in our journals is... Dear Diary, I really liked She-Hulk today.
Why would you
but
say journals
like
and then diary?
As much.
Oh, because journals like a cool way of keeping a diary.
All right,
just so you know.
Anyway, guys, as we all know, tomorrow is New Comic Book Day. We recommend you go to Midtown Comics because they've been nice enough to sponsor the show. Normally, at this point, we would pick something that we really like that we're really looking forward to tomorrow, and there are plenty of great things at the shop you should definitely check out.
Yeah, X-Force.
But after X-Force, which is a great title, after this show, we're going to be going on break until January. So instead, with it being 5th anniversary, with us going break, we thought we'd talk about what we're really excited about in geek stuff and comic books in 2012. So, Pete, what are you most psyched about?
Oh, man. I got to tell you, I am really excited about Punisher, Hulk, and Wolverine. Yeah.
Punisher, Hulk, Wolverine. I'm sorry, I replaced Pete. I'm a robot.
I'm looking forward to Justin getting some sweet cowboy boots.
Oh, too late. Too late, I already got them.
Oh.
Wearing them.
Yeah. Are you riding off into the sunset later, buddy?
We'll see. Sunset many hours ago. So, I'm looking forward to in the year 2012. Well, to be honest, I actually read an early issue of Uncanny X-Force, the great, great comic. All the X-Men stuff I've been very excited about. Looking forward to that for sure. So a lot of the DC stuff, I feel like everyone's sort of getting tired out. I still like a lot of it. I think it's been doing pretty well.
Especially Batman.
Scott
Snyder's Batman's unbelievable.
Yo, you had your answer.
Right. Yeah.
And it was a robot's answer.
yeah, generally speaking, I think I'm excited to see what all of the publishers are going to do. I'm kind of interested to see... I feel like I'm cautiously interested in stuff. I'm cautiously interested in Avengers versus X-Men.
Then we're going to have a robot that says that. Because that's what you always
say. I mean, I'm also cautiously interested in the movies. Like Amazing Spider-Man, Dark Knight Rises.
Alex, just be interested.
Be interested?
Get over your caution. Everything's going to be cool.
I'm just not excited about anything anymore,
just
man.
Just be excited.
Whatever.
Take a risk. Live your life.
All right. All right.
Live your life, Alex. Tear your sweater off.
You know, I only got that one chest hair, so it would be super embarrassing.
Oh, man. It's called a boner. It's called a boner.
Oh, that's what I meant. Yes, a boner. Yeah, there was something else I was going to say. But
yeah, you're going to say what you were interested in. Something specific, I'm sure. Lock and key, perhaps lock and key.
Quiet mumbling.
Lock and key.
Is
there a...
Something like that. Actually, what I am really interested to see... what's going to happen is I'm curious to see what DC is going to do because I feel like I agree with you about kind of flagging interest. I feel like something is going to happen next year so that they can pull that interest back, and then Marvel's going to pull it back, and they're going to pull it back and forth. So I'm curious to see where things go from here. I think it's going to be kind of an exciting year for comics.
Risks are being taken.
Jordan, what are you looking forward to?
Well, I am looking
forward to... The end of the world. We have a lot of Mayans in the audience.
I am looking forward to Avengers vs. X-Men. It's really going to be terrific. Sorry.
Are you going
to
say it's bigger? It's going to be bigger than Civil War?
That's tough.
Bigger than the American Civil War?
Yeah, it's going to be bigger. More real people are going to die than in
A big thing to say.
It's kind of a big
Keep reading Marvel Comics.
How many slaves is it going to free?
Oh,
I'm sorry. That's a real thing that happened.
We're going to set all of the Marvel characters who are kind of slaves to our stories free. And they're going to
Cool.
Finally.
That's going to be terrific. In the books that I'm working on, I'm can't be more excited about what's going on in Wolverine and
yeah.
X-Men.
Cyclops is a douchebag.
Cyclops is a douchebag.
Yeah!
Uncanny X-Men is still a good book right now, but Cyclops is a big douchebag.
Yeah. He works for Marvel, and he said it out loud.
I'm on Wolverine's side. During the schism, I had to choose a side. I chose Wolverine's
side.
Did they make you do that in the offices?
Yeah, they were like, pick one. And I was like, oh, God, all right.
Did you guys put a line of tape down the center of the X office?
Absolutely, absolutely. I can't reach like half the office supplies.
That's fucked
they're
up.
On Cyclops' side, no. I know.
That's Cyclops would have all the office supplies.
Yeah, he would.
But we've got the computer, so too bad for him.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, Wolverine X-Men is going to be an amazing book. Uncanny X-Men is also going to be great, but I'm super duper excited about Wolverine X-Men. In addition, like I said, Deadpool Dead starts in February. It's going to be a big, giant Deadpool storyline.
Yeah.
And there's all sorts of secret stuff I can't even talk about. There's a Deadpool miniseries I'm working on that is already written.
It's called
that
Pool.
It's so cool. And
it's called Pool where he gets a pool.
It's called Pool. Yes.
So it's basically a Deadpool swimsuit special.
Exactly.
Finally, there are so
would
few
you guys
swimsuit
buy that?
Specials.
A Deadpool swimsuit special?
He's Hell yeah.
He's got all that ratty skin. It's disgusting. But
ratty skin?
Yeah, ratty skin's hot.
Yeah, it is.
What is going on? Mm. Well, we lost track of that, but guys, a couple of things before
we go, ladies and gentlemen, if we can get, like, we've been doing this show for a long time. This is like, it's not doing a show for 5 years. That's very rare, especially because we do other, everyone does so many other things. So it's so nice to have you guys here. In the coming year, we actually have a lot of exciting things we can't really say quite yet, but we are going to be reaching many more people, is I think a sort of a nice way of saying that without saying too much.
We're going to be prostitutes. I don't
We're going to be reaching out with our hands to many more people and just using our hands on their bodies.
Yeah, but we have a lot of exciting stuff coming up in 2012. You can find out all about it at comicbookclublive.com, our website. Pete, anything you want to mention?
Yeah, we would like to take this time to thank some people who've been a big part of the show. First and foremost, Boothman, for all your time.
Boothman. Mr. Boothman.
We love you, man. We love you. Thank you so much. Jordan D. White, thank you so much for all the Marvel love that you've given us over the years. Really appreciate
it. Midtown Comics for sponsoring the show.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much, Midtown Comics for 5 years of sponsoring the show. Thank you to Kimmy Gatewood for writing our show theme.
Yeah, she's famous now.
Thank you to every single guest that's been on the show and everybody that's helped us book people on the show.
Yep.
This entire time.
All of you guys are
we say
lovely audience. Oh, Ms.
Have another bottle of champagne.
Yeah. Of course our staff doctor. Thank you so
much. Yeah, staff doctor. There's also another doctor in the house, right? I believe Dr. McNinja in the back. Yeah, thank you for all your love.
Dr. Doom is here as well. We have everybody.
Oh, shit.
That's why we put him below you, so you're real. You're a real person.
Yeah, but thank you guys so much. As we said, we're going to have plenty more stuff in 2012. We're coming back on January 3rd. Stay tuned for that. And, of course, then we will still be every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. at the People's Improv Theater in New York City. Thank you, Jordan, for being on the show.
Yeah, thank you, Jordan.
Thank you, Boothman.
There's a bunch of free comics here if you want to grab them.
Good night.
Good night, guys.
Everybody.